This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dallas Cowboys back on the practice field today. Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Our insider, Bobby Roberto Bell, will be there. We'll have the full recap and report tomorrow here on Sean and RJ. This is the Expressway, where we go commercial-free with the Neighborhood Watch, including the death of a local football coach coming up at 7:40 and a little baby ticket giveaway. Bobby, what are we looking for?
We're going to be out there at OTAs today. And in fact, before I walk out there and before I share some of the stuff that we're going to be looking for out there, I'm curious for you guys, what is it you want to know about? Like, when I step out there today, when we walk in here tomorrow morning, what's like your first question we're going to say? What did this look like? Who's there? Who's doing this? What are the big things you're looking for?
I want to know about Jaden Blue. I can want to continue to know about Pickens, and I want to know about Milton.
Michael Parsons.
I know you want to know about Joe Milton, Chop.
And what you can tell me about the rookies, the other rookie class. That's what I'm most interested in.
How majestic are his incompletions when you're next to him on the field?
Oh, if we get Joe Milton, today, I'm going to have to do something to just tell him how much Chop loves him. I'm going to have to get some...
What's some Tennessee insider? Are there like some places that still exist around there?
I don't
there
know if they still exist, man. Copper Cellar? I have no idea. Okay. Is the Copper Cellar still there?
I'll
Gus's? Gus's Good Times Deli?
Gus's. There we go. All right. I'll be sure to ask him about those.
Beans?
We talked earlier this week about some of the things that I was going to be looking for while we were out there. I'm interested to see how Dak's health is progressing, because he looked, surprisingly, I thought, pretty good last week in terms of just where he physically was at. And he's getting closer and closer. How does, you know, some of the other guys who are coming back from injuries or who are rehabbing, how do they look? We saw DeMarvian Overshown out there. I heard some people talking about Overshown and saying, you know, Overshown's been, when he's been out here and working out, he looks like he's coming along pretty nicely.
When Wanya Thomas tweeted the other day, football is fun again, Overshown followed up on that and said, told y'all.
Yeah, there you go. So it's a different culture. Like I said, you guys have seen
Gus's Deli is still open, by the way.
All right.
You'll see it when we're out in Oxnard, as long as the same structure is being applied. It's when practice started last week, it was the oddest vibe. It was almost like that scene in Remember the Titans where they come out and they're doing like they're dancing whatever.
That's a good movie. Good football movie, Chop.
It's a great football movie.
To watch it someday.
So when they're coming out there and doing the dance to like during the warm up, it felt like that almost. Like it felt like that energy. It was very,
what?
I'd never seen anything like it at their practice before. It was honestly there. You had a bunch of like coaches were dancing, players. They were all hyped. They were chattering. So it was a different vibe out there the other day. Tommy Yarsh over at DallasCowboys.com. We talked about some things earlier this week that I was wanting to see out at OTAs. But Tommy Yarsh had the five questions to watch ahead of the second media viewing of Cowboys OTAs. And the number one item.
Can I say the Tommy note you told me the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear this?
Maybe.
You're probably right next to me, as usual.
Tommy, be great to hear it again for the first time.
Tommy is out there every day in a suit. Is it a suit jacket or a full suit?
No, he's dropped the jacket. He's realized to drop the jacket, but he used to walk out there in the jacket. He still walks out there in the dress shirt and like the dress shoes and the
no
slacks.
No matter the weather.
Nope. It was like, it was.
The Tom Landry of the Cowboy Beat.
Oh, see? We need to get him a fedora. Have him wear one out at practice. He said he's like, I showed up like this. I thought that was kind of like the vibe. He's like, and
why
then
didn't he change the next day though?
Because he said he realized over like when it really set in, like
I can stand out amongst these schlubs.
No, he said when it set in, he's like, nah, I kind of felt like I'd set an expectation and now it's gonna look like I'm slacking off if I don't keep wearing it.
See?
He's such a Tommy is the oldest 24-year-old I've ever met. That guy is 50 years old.
There is a we have lost our like formality.
Yeah.
NBA
coaches.
As a people. Yeah.
Yeah.
NBA coaches look like they're going to Hawaii now. Just like you're walking down to the gym. But he's making the rest of us look bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes us all look like schlubs, like Sean said. All right, so these are his notes out of or what he's looking forward to today. And number one is the guy we were just talking about, Joe Milton. He says, can Joe Milton bounce back from a rocky first practice? In one of his first practices as a Cowboy since the team acquired him, Joe Milton had a roller coaster day with 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions during the media viewing period in OTA practice. In several instances, Milton struggled to get through his reads, and he was forced to roll out and enter the scramble drill, which isn't the worst thing for his skill set, but being able to see the field from the pocket is certainly an area of his game where improvement will be needed. And that was one of the things that we were talking about earlier this week, is just it all looks like it's happening much faster than he can see it. And that's to be expected sometimes for young players, but if it's overwhelming, it's really hard to shake it.
And if it's over, were they going up against DBs like one-on-ones or
no,
they against have, air and space?
No, they were doing like seven-on-seven and then like some team stuff, but it wasn't one-on-ones.
Yeah. If I'm hearing you having a rough mini camp and OTA practice, that makes me a little bit worried for the more live bullets in Oxnard.
Although, literally, in some corners, if you look at the way that Dak entered the league, Dak was the first 3 years, he was awful at practices. Like, I mean, it looked like a third string quarterback when he was out there practicing.
Jason and Garrett beating him in the throwing contest.
I mean, it really was. I mean, he was the quintessential gamer, right? Like, he just doesn't.
Yeah,
he's developed into a good practice player now, and so I mean, it's certainly
he's become a better passer.
Yeah,
I think as a practice player, the true passers are the better practice players because everything is on schedule.
Yeah, and I will say, Sean, when you were asking at the end of last week, or we were talking about the S2 cognition test came up for quarterbacks, that test that everybody said CJ Stroud was awful at. That's why teams do place such an emphasis on it, though, is because of people like Joe Milton, where it's like, how quickly are you? Is this all moving too fast for you? Because the S2 is all about how quickly are you processing everything that's in front of you. Number two on this list is George Pickens picking things up as quickly as the Cowboys say he is. We played that last week, that clip from Schottenheimer where he had talked about, George is picking things up. He's definitely behind some of the veterans still, which is natural. He's going to be. He just got acquired, but he's picking things up quickly. And Tommy says one aspect about George Pickens is that his new coaches and teammates were complimentary of how early he was and how he's approached the film room and working to get up to speed with the offense. In last Tuesday's practice, it was clear that Pickens was still getting a feel for his new team, learning the ropes and focusing more on stepping back and observing how things were meant to be done, which I think is totally fine, especially during these. Honestly, I won't care if we don't see him doing a whole hell of a lot until training camp. If this is all study time and he's just getting steps right and things like that, totally fine with that. That's not a big deal. But last week was, I don't know if you guys were surprised. I was a little surprised I wasn't coming in here on Wednesday morning and talking more about, George Pickens out at practice. Like, oh man, he made some big play, or oh, they were really targeting him. It was really clearly he's focusing on the very basic steps of getting the offense down right now. Next one.
I would also like to hear about Schottenheimer running around, or because I didn't notice Mike a lot out at practice. I'd have to search him out. Like, he wasn't that much of a vocal presence. This isn't any knock. People have different styles. I just didn't notice him much. So I want to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So if Shoddy is like the cheerleader running up and down, is he more like McCarthy? Where is he spending the majority of his time? Because he is the offensive play caller.
Last week he sprinted out. He was sprinting on the field, and he had his visor on. He was wearing it backwards. He had the backwards visor on, and he was running, and he was full of energy. And so, I mean, it's clearly a tone he's setting. All that energy that exists at practice is a tone like that's very intentional from them. Number three. Will Deron Bland spend more time at slot corner? This is something that there's not anything I don't think that's building in terms of negativity. But for somebody like Deron Bland, who's just, hey, I'm here to do whatever it is. And he's still got that same energy of saying, yeah, I'm here to play the nickel if you need me to. It was a little interesting to hear him say he'd rather not. So he said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do whatever. I'd rather play outside, but I'll do whatever. It's like, okay, that's, I mean, I feel like from Deron Bland, that's pretty definitive. Like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. If you can avoid me doing that, please let me. But I mean, he was really good there his rookie season when he had to step in. He was not doing that consistently at Fresno State or at Sacramento State, either one of those. And so when he stepped in and had to do it in 23, he had a lot of success, or 22, he had a lot of success. And so I think they're comfortable having him play there, but it is a little bit like, I'd rather play outside. Let's figure out the nickel a little bit more, which is honestly something they still need to iron out.
Zach Martin of DBs.
I mean, same sort of, like, at least publicly, same sort of disposition of, I'd rather not, but yeah, I'll do whatever. Number four.
Except Zach was like, no, I don't.
No, really. Not a chance.
Well, that's what I said publicly. Number four, can Kyrie Elam cement himself into a starting role at cornerback? One of the reasons why Bland moving inside could be a conversation is if Kyrie Elam sees a resurgence. The former first-round pick struggled towards the end of his time in Buffalo, but he has a chance to reestablish himself with an organization that loved what they saw out of him at Florida. Kyrie Elam is exclusively outside. He's not playing inside at the nickel. That's not happening. So if he's here and if he's present, and if you've got Kalen Carson or when Diggs comes back, and that's your solidified corner group, Bland is naturally going to be the one that ends up kicking inside. But Elam is going to be a big part of this, watching how committed he is. That last week we saw there were times Andrew Booth was out there with the first team corners. Like, I mean, they've got
what?
They're just light on bodies right now, and guys coming back.
Is Andrew Booth still here?
Because, well, I mean, you got to cut somebody. So you got your warm bodies that are basically holding things down throughout the summer, and then you get into training camp, get guys healthy. But I mean, you're still waiting on Josh Butler and Trayvon Diggs.
I can't think of Andrew Booth without thinking of that Maryland basketball player.
Keith Booth.
Was it Keith or Calvin? I can't remember.
Booth was the Mavericks center.
Keith Booth.
Joe Smith, baby.
So Kyrie Elam is, I thought Kyrie Elam was going to be really, really good coming out of college. And it's not worked out for him yet.
Said he has not felt the culture in his career so far. Shots fired at Sean McDermott.
I don't think Sean.
Maybe it was Diggs.
Yeah, he's not going to make some of the same comparisons that
you don't think so.
McDermott did to his Buffalo team. Like, comparing 9/11.
It's not very 9/11 around.
Nope, not at all. And then the last thing,
smooth
that,
flying around here.
The last thing that he's looking at is who rises to the top opposite Micah Parsons. So we probably haven't talked enough about this. They're really deep on pass rushers right now. They drafted Donovan Azeraku. They had a lot of high hopes for Sam Williams. They've got Dante Fowler here, who was double-digit sack. Everybody keeps forgetting, I think, that Dante Fowler's here again.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about a lot of guys who are pretty skilled pass rushers.
Well, in theory, you have two knowns and you have two unknowns. Sam Williams, to me, is still an unknown.
I think Sam Williams, though, you could fairly say, has like very clear pass rush skill at the very least. Like, so I'm just saying they're very skilled rushers.
Gregory.
Yeah, that's all I mean. Very skilled rushers.
Yeah, so, but I'm not like, oh my God, they're super. I'm not going to say they're super deep at pass rush yet until I see Azeraku and Sam Williams not being knucklehead.
And that's the thing that Tommy Arch wants to see, is just like, okay, while Micah's potentially.
And I'm not talking about Azeraku as a knucklehead. Right. I'm talking about Sam.
Right. As long as Micah Parsons isn't on the field, how do they start working through those rotations? Who kind of gets an edge? Because, I mean, also, we didn't even mention there, because he's not necessarily like a pass rush specialist, but they also just spent a second round pick on Marshawn Nealand. So they've invested a lot in edge rushers and having guys here. And so how that kind of shakes out.
I'm excited for it. I'm not certain about it.
Yeah, but it's intriguing at least. You feel like there's a lot of upside there potentially. And so Tommy says he's going to be keeping an eye on how that rotation works out, who maybe starts to separate themselves and really pop.
I want you to keep an eye on one more thing, and I've had this clip for weeks, and I think it applies now. This is Chris Sims talking about the mechanics of Dak Prescott.
He hurt his hamstring throwing the football. Do you know how rare that is? Like, actually, I've never heard of it in my life, and I am a historian, and I've thrown footballs all my life. And that is in itself a flaw, and I could see part of the reason why he's still dealing with this. He has mechanical flaws in the way he throws the football. Mike, we're both lefties, so we got to flip it around. But for a righty quarterback, you step with your left foot, right, and drive forward towards the target. Dak Prescott, as you even see here, His left foot, a lot of the times, when he throws it, it comes backwards. It almost does a slide backwards. Like he hinges on that hamstring, which is really rare. He points his toe directly to the target. He's one of the rare in the history of the football at quarterback that point the toe exactly at the target. And therefore, it makes him straighten his leg out, and he actually throws and pulls his lower body backwards as his arm goes forwards when he throws the ball. It's one of the more odd things I've ever seen before out of any quarterback, and it's going to continue to be an issue if he continues to throw the same way we just saw in that clip right there.
I want to make something very clear. Long before he ever said a word about Dak Prescott, long before Chris Sims ever said anything in media that was so, like, as consistently dumb as he seems to, as that top button just cuts off all the blood from his brain.
It's a lot more, Bob.
I hated Chris Sims and what he did to the 2001 Texas Longhorns. That team was in position to, if they beat Colorado in the Big 12 title game, they were in position to be in a major bowl game. And what does Chris Sims do? He goes out there in the first half against Colorado, goes 9-for-17 for 130 yards, zero touchdowns, and three picks, and gets them down 20. Major Applewhite, who should have been starting the whole time, shouldn't have been just gifted, told, you know, Nepo baby.
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm just making sure. This leads
to your greatest character flaw. I've fixed a lot about you. We've fixed a lot about you. But your next number one project,
mm-hmm.
your biggest inability and your biggest flaw
mm-hmm.
is not being able to separate. Once you have your initial read and decision on a person,
yep.
no matter what they say for the rest of the time, you discount. And we got to fix that.
Yeah.
So Chris Sims and what he did, no one gives a rat's ass.
I'm just,
what he did in Austin on the football field, we need to focus and talk about what he is dissecting with the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And that goes for any other person in life that you initially hated that you can't listen to or take seriously anymore. That's number one.
That's not true. I came around on you. But anyway, here.
Yeah, because I gave you life.
So
that's why.
No. I'm just making it clear. Anytime anybody says anything about Dak and then I criticize it, somebody goes, oh, Bobby, just hate it. Like, I'm just saying, I wanted to establish very quickly. It's all about Chris. Like, I disliked Chris Sims long before this. But what he's saying overall, I don't think he's wrong in general about some of the stuff with Dak's base. Like, that's clearly an issue that Kitna had.
It's been an issue for years.
Kitna came in here, had to work on it. It's something that Dak has said before at times. When he watches tape, if he's going through a struggle period, he's like, I'm noticing maybe my lower body mechanics aren't as consistent. I need to really double down on that. Players go through that. Like where they go through mechanics, like, hey, I got to double down on this and refocus my mechanics. The very basis of everything he says is wrong right out of the gate. He basically injured the hamstring scrambling the play before, and then it was just like pushing it over the edge, throwing the football.
Yeah, now look, is he right that, you know, the pointing of the toe towards the target, it takes your hips out of it because it opens your hips up. Yes, I mean, it's all like it's a simple pitching mechanic too, right? You don't want to completely.
Yeah, you want torque.
When you swing a bat, you don't point your toe towards the pitcher when you swing.
Open up too much, you lose power.
Absolutely, right? It's basic. I mean, every athletic game, golf, tennis, baseball, football, that same motion is consistent. But anybody, he lost me when he said, I am a historian. Anybody who tells you what a historian they are isn't a historian.
He's hella buck.
Bob Costas doesn't tell you that he's a historian. He just is.
He's hella buck.
He just is. Hella buck, yes. Oh, I'm the most studied goalie of all time. No, you're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.